Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Eileen Hassett. Eileen, sorry for holding you there. You had an awful incident last night in your beautiful craft shop. What happened?
Hello, Joe. How are you? My pieces of jewellery were taken from a craft co-op in Limerick. Co-op of crafters. There's 14 of them.
And where are you based? Where are you based and what are you called?
We're based in Thomas Street in Limerick, and we're called Made in Limerick.
Oh, very good. And what happened?
They broke in last night, but they targeted the jewellery. So they took about 8 of my pendants.
Oh, my God.
And as I say, they're just handmade. They're very special pieces, so it's a big hit, yeah.
And they're all made by you, are they, Eileen?
Yeah, I handmade jewellery. I'm in Templemore, County Tipperary.
Wow. And how much of your stock have they stolen?
Well, that could be, it's a huge, it could be quarter or more of, you know, of my stock. And as far as Made in Limerick is, I just can't, coming up to Christmas, can't replace that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you work for yourself, you do, you're
I
a jeweller.
Yeah.
So that's your livelihood. That's your livelihood.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I was always involved in business, and I finished up in a shop about 10 years ago, and I started to make things, and I ended up concentrating on a jewellery course in Dublin, and I went up and down the train every day to train as a jeweller. So, yeah, so I love it. It's great at this stage in my life, but this isn't great.
No, it's not great at all.
It's
6 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Your busiest time of the year.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. And as I say, I'm a very small concern. Someone else would say 8 pieces. You know, it's not much, but to me it is.
And have you a value on them in terms of how much you were hoping to sell?
Probably be about 1,500.
I forgot. Well, that is critical now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Not just that, but the time and effort that goes into
them. Yeah, each one individual. There's a beautiful set of...
Handmade,
I'm looking at these, your photographs, a lovely set of triangular cufflinks. Beautifully crafted, lovely necklace, more necklaces, pendants, native Indian triangle pendant. Okay, we'll tweet them for...
And they're distinctive looking, so if someone is approached with them, if they look up my page, they'll see
and
them.
Did they steal anything else, Eileen?
No, I don't think they took anything else. It's the jewellery they targeted, really.
What was your reaction when you discovered this morning?
Well, I was in shock initially, and I had a meeting for 2 hours, and then it kind of hit me then when I came home. But anyway, I'm just glad there was nobody in the shop, and there was nobody hurt.
And has it ever happened to you before?
No.
Has anything ever been shoplifted?
No, not particularly. We're a nice bunch, 14 crafters. We're trying
Great
to,
idea,
you know, yeah. So we need to get a better premises, really, and we need...
Why do you say that?
We're in Thomas Street, but we're in a basement, so we're struggling at the moment to find another premises.
And you want to get a bit of better placement.
Sure, get up on street level. And
in terms of footfall. And
Limerick, with rents and that, trying to...
Okay, well, this is a reminder. There is a fantastic shop in Limerick called Made in Limerick. And it's on Thomas Street. And is it back open?
They're open today. They're open every day up to Christmas.
Okay. Have you any stock that you can...
Not a lot. I'm down there working myself on Friday, so I'll probably bring down some pieces Friday,
okay.
But I'll be bringing them home with me again,
And what about insurance?
No, not really. It has public liability and stuff. It wouldn't come into it, really.
Okay. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. You're beautiful. I'm looking and it's gorgeously crafted. Well done.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much.
And whoever stole that, your livelihood now is a grinch. Of the highest order.
Well, yeah, and hopefully, I'd say they're so distinctive, it might be that easy to pass them off. They're not generic jewellery.
And is there any marking on them?
There is my hallmark. It's on it, my name, EH, and they're all hallmarked in Dublin Castle as well.
Okay, well done. Okay, and I'm sorry about that. Hopefully, there's a glimmer of hope. Do the Gardaí have any CCTV? Or?
They might have. That's all been looked into, so you never know. Maybe they'll turn up.
And you're very good for thinking of that other angle you came out. Thank God there was no one in the shop and no one injured.
Well, that's
it was a nasty thing to do. And you call yourself Eileen Hassett Jewellery?
Eileen Hassett Jewellery, yeah. And I have a Facebook page and I have the pieces up on my page. So they'll see them on my page, and if they see them anywhere, they're quite distinctive.
And if you offer them in a street or a pub or whatever
that's
people
right,
offer
yeah.
stuff, please say no. Please say no.
Yeah,
say,
I have a special piece called The Dancing Master. It was based on a letter my father wrote, and I'm just glad that that wasn't in with it.
Okay, what's that piece?
It's The Irish Dancing Master.
Okay, and what was the letter your dad wrote?
My dad wrote a letter in Ducas.ie in 1937. And I found the letter.
But what's that's, your father...
That's what I based the design on.
No, but you said your father wrote a letter in Ducas.ie.
Well, he didn't. He wrote a letter in school for a folklore's competition.
Oh, yeah,
and
remember that.
And all this is documented
yeah.
out in the folklore, you know, out in UCC.
Yeah, yeah. Every child so, in the country wrote a letter, didn't they?
That's
Or interviewed a grandfather. It was a fantastic project.
His letter was about homemade ties. And
you can look
now.
It up on Ducas.ie.
You can.
Oh,
yes,
brilliant,
can.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, Eileen, I'll say happy Christmas because you know the important things in life, but still...
Oh, yeah, no,
I
no,
still, I don't want
yeah,
your livelihood yeah. gone 6 days yeah. before 1,500 quid's worth. You a sole trader working on your own from beginning to end, from manufacturing to sale. Eileen, thanks indeed. That's Eileen Hassett. The shop is called Made in Limerick. Maybe people should make an effort to support it in the final 6 days. It's on Thomas Street there in the basement. 51551. No, Eileen, back to crime. What happened?
On the 29th of November gone, just mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago or
yeah.
so, at 4 a.m., four fellas arrived at our house in Kilmore.
Yeah.
They had...
In Dublin, Kilmore and
in
Dublin.
Dublin 5, yeah.
yeah.
They had large bolt cutters or, you know, mm-hmm. bolt cutters and weapons. And they tried to cut the lock off a motorbike that was in our front garden.
Okay.
When they didn't succeed, they went away. And a half an hour later, they all came back with an angle grinder. And they angle grinded the lock off the motorbike.
Wow.
Yeah. So it took
Well, in the meantime, had no one called the Gardaí?
Nobody heard a thing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. You're yeah. now, you now know this.
Oh,
you
yeah.
didn't.
It
okay,
was all
sorry.
On CCTV.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
So we slept through the whole, I don't know how we slept through it, but we did. I can't figure that one out at all, but somebody must have been minding us because while two of them were working on the bike, two were standing at the doors of the house mm-hmm. with weapons, making sure if somebody came out, I'd say we would have got whatever, you know, and off they went with the motorbike eventually. So
God, they were intent. Up, they were intent on getting
were,
that bike.
There was two bikes in the front garden. They had a peek at the first one and walked straight by it and went for the second one. They knew exactly what they were coming for.
And what was it? What type of bike, do you know?
It was my brother in Germany owned the bike. It's a KTM 950. It's 2007. There's not that many of them here. Mm-hmm. And it would have had a lot of special extras on it. He would have spent a lot of money on it. And the reason it was here was my other brother went to visit him in the summer on his motorbike, and his motorbike had problems while he was over okay. there. And my brother in Germany loaned him this bike to come home on. But he was going to sell it over there anyway. So what they decided on, leaving it here and we would sell it. So we registered in Ireland, paid the VRT in Ireland, and the bike was sitting there for sale, but not insured.
And had you got it up for? Had you got it? Had you got it advertised? Yeah,
we had it advertised on Dundee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was not that much phone calls, not much interest in it because of the year time of year. Bikes don't really sell very well at this time of year, but we did have a message. So,
it's a very distinctive bike.
Absolutely.
And it's a very fast bike, I suspect.
Very,
is it?
Very fast bike. It's not one of the ones you'd use in the hills. Yeah. Now it's a proper road bike, you know. It's got all sorts of extras on it and it's a beautiful bike. It was gorgeous.
I see the brand, they're gorgeous, yeah.
Spotless clean. And it was just gorgeous and they came for it, you know, and off they went with it. So we've had no luck so far. We don't know where it's gone, whether it'll ever turn up here for sale. Don't have a clue. It would have been registered in Ireland. Now, that's what we did. And we paid the VRT. It was just all set to be sold. So that's what happened. But it wasn't insured, unfortunately, because it just wasn't being used here. It was only brought back because the predicament my other brother was in. So anyway, it's gone.
And by the way, you say you advertise on Dundeel. Has it appeared anywhere on any sales sites?
No. We've looked. We've all looked all the time. It's either sitting somewhere or it's gone in parts or it's gone in a container somewhere, I'd say, possibly.
And you say, what you say, it couldn't be used to get up a hill.
I mean, you know the scramblers, scramblers. It's not like one of the little ones that they buy for.
It's a street bike. It's
a street bike.
Okay, well, you said you had it up for sale for 5-6.
Yeah, 5-6, like that.
So it was a lot more than that when you bought it.
Oh yeah, Kevin would have paid a fortune for it. Yeah.
Well, that's a big. Have you broken the news to him?
Oh yeah, yeah. On the morning it happened, we broke the news and sent the video to him, and he was shocked by what happened. It's very scary what we saw in that.
So footage. They came along. They tried to break the lock. Couldn't break the lock. Went off to.
Yeah.
What, to hire an angle grinder in the middle of the night?
Well, it was the middle of the night, so they must have had one somewhere or knew somebody who had one.
Yeah.
Came back with the angle grinder and I'm putting it out there for other people with nice motorbikes. Just be really careful where you're advertising and, you know, and if anybody does see it, if they could just contact the guards in Santry, grateful.
It's the type, I hate even using this language, but it's the type of bike that'd be used in a hit.
Well, that's what the police were saying. The guards were saying that, but I don't think they came for that reason, to be honest now, because I don't know now. I wouldn't have thought so. And it hasn't turned up so far in anything, so. And that's, 2 weeks ago? It might be too early.
They'll hang on to it
for a while, exactly.
And a lock-up or.
But if anybody knows where it is or has seen it, I'd really appreciate them getting in touch now. I'd love it back, but.
And do you feel semi.
Oh, absolutely.
Guilty because it was in your
garden. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't have done any more, though. We had it locked and covered, and nobody knew it was there, apart from, you know, whoever came to take it knew it was there, but nobody.
Or whoever saw it advertised.
Yeah, maybe. But they wouldn't have known the address unless they got
in touch. Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, Nolene. Thanks indeed. Yeah. It's a KTM 950. What colour is it? Black?
It's mainly black with orange. Orange around the wheel. A trim of orange around the wheels. And there'd be big exhausts on it. They're special. I can't pronounce it. The lads who have motorbikes would recognise it. It begins with an A, a Provovich or something. I can't pronounce it. Exhaust pipes on it. And it's orange around different parts.
Well, they're very distinctive bikes.
If you look on Dundeel and put in stolen KTM 950, you'll see the exact bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Love it back, though, if anybody knows where it is. That'd be brilliant. Thanks a million for taking the call.
Okay, thanks for making the call, Nolene. Yeah. 51551. We'll put up a photograph of a similar bike on the Twitter feed, but it's going to be used in some serious crime. This is a high end fast bike. 51551.